You are tuned in to Studio22Live.tv.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Stanis.
I got Bishop Hezekiah walking.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya, like an
This is Otis Way of the Temptation.
You're Jared DeWitt Henson, and
I'm your man, Ham Burke.
And you are checking out Studio22Live.tv.
Studio22Live.tv.
Studio22Live.
Studio22Live.
Studio22Live.tv.
Studio22Live.tv.
Studio22Live. I don't watch that shit.
Studio22Live.
Welcome to Studio22Live.tv podcast. I'm your host, Fred Fitzgiles. What's going on? It's Wednesday night. You know, we're here at 8 o'clock. I thank you guys for joining me tonight. I'm so glad that you guys are with us. Do me a favor. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I got it right here. You can just subscribe, hit the like bell, make sure so you know every single time we update a brand show, all right? So right now, I want to find out where you're tuning in from. What city, what state are you tuning in from? Let me know. Tonight, we got a great show tonight for my man, DA Brands, excited all the way from New Orleans. And also, don't forget, if you want to get in the queue, dial 727-731-9549. You better get into the queue. You got some questions, you got some suggestions, you want some comments. If you don't want to comment right now, although we can do it right now, bring it live on the show, maybe you guys like that old radio format. You want to actually get in the queue, and we'll actually come to you. So don't forget to do that as well. Again, go to what we're trying to hit. Our YouTube channel is called Studio 22 Media Group. It's Studio 22 Media Group. This is the channel. And if you go up there and subscribe right now, let your friends know they subscribe. Let them know that we're on the air. Go ahead and tell us that we're on the air. Go to that YouTube channel, subscribe, because we are almost at 1,000 subscribers and almost 200,000 views on this show. I mean, on this channel. So help us get there. Trust me, we're going to take care of you again. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We got a really, really great episode tonight. It's my man, DA Brands. He actually it was one of our sponsors on our show. He goes by the name of Dayton Alexander. But before I get there, I just want to just send some love out to everybody. Let me go back to my, because my wife always, she always reminds me, you got to make sure you check to see who's here. All right, I see Deidre Avon here. I see Demia Avery. Deidre representing Delaware. All right, thank you, Deidre. Demia Avery, so much for tuning in. Deidre Avon, we just interviewed her because her episode is going to be coming up. We just got finished doing a phenomenal interview. She's an author. She's a CEO. And her book is called The Enemy Within. So we actually have her coming on. We actually got her recorded, locked in, and coming on the show. So I'm excited about her. Her book is called The Enemy Within. And also, we have Demia Avery. We're going to have, she don't know this, we're going to have her come back. She's going to have Tony Terry on her podcast called Motivational Moments. The Tony Terry, you know, when I'm with you. Don't laugh at my singing, but she's going to be there. She got him on her show. So go to Demia Avery, Motivational Moments, and check out her show as well. And listen, everybody's out there. If you want to do a podcast, this is the time to do it. Everybody's home anyway. Everybody's listening. People need to hear your voice. And I'm just encouraging everybody. Just don't worry about getting equipment and all that kind of stuff. Just go to YouTube and just say, how do I do a podcast? How do I start my podcast? And guess what? The first thing is going to come up. The first tip, listen in, lean in. Here's the first tip. The first tip's going to be, just do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Just do it. So I want to get right to the interview because it's just been amazing. My man, Dayton Alexander, he is a graphic designer. He has an unbelievable world-class, he's a fashion designer. As you can see, I'm rocking his clothes right now. It's called, I'm going to get my right arm, DA Brands, right? He sponsored our show for the last couple episodes. Great friend of mine. He's actually a friend of my wife's, and she introduced him to me, him and his wife, Candy, down and all the way down in New Orleans. So I got to represent New Orleans. I'm from Delaware, but I got to represent. I'm kind of like half and half now since I married someone from New Orleans, representing NOLA tonight. So New Orleans, I can't get there to get that seafood and all that crab boil, all that good stuff. I can't get there right now. But you guys tune in right now. I'm going to bring you to my man, Dayton Alexander Brands, CEO of The Brands from all the way from New Orleans. Check out this episode right here. It's episode 65 with my man Dayton Alexander. Welcome to Still22Live.tv. We are the voice of empowerment in music, media, arts, and entertainment. I'm your host, Fred Fitzgerald. I'm so glad you guys are back with us. I'm actually blown away by the gentleman I'm about to introduce you guys tonight. It's a great friend of mine. This gentleman is the CEO of a company called Dayton Brands. As you can see, bam, I got his t-shirt on right now. I had it on last episode. I had it on the other episode. Dayton Alexander Brands, known as DA Brands, was founded in New Orleans in East 2017 by President CEO Dayton Alexander Sr. With the decline of eye-popping apparel, his idea was to create new products that makes people all around the world feel great when worn. DA Brands will be one of the greatest brands ever. And I got the CEO, the founder, visionary on the show tonight on Still22Live.tv podcast live, my man Dayton Alexander. What's up, Dayton?
What's going on, Fred? How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing fantastic, man. Thank you for being on the show today, man. I'm excited, man. I've been waiting for this, bro. So, Dayton, I want to introduce you to our audience, man. Tell us, like, you know, where you're from, a little bit about it, your background and your family.
All right, for sure. My name is Dayton Alexander. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. The son of Michael and Sheila Alexander. I have two younger sisters. Like I said, I was born in the 80s. I'm an 80s baby.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Catholic school, started off in Catholic schools, St. Louis Cathedral. Then I went to... kind of skipped all the way through, to middle school, yeah. High school, Secretary High School, shout out to Secretary High. I graduated from high school in 1999, attended Jackson State University, class of 2005, 2002, 2003, I was a walk-on football player over there, shout out to all my FIB.
All right.
So I graduated, and that's kind of it, man. And once I graduated, moved on to the family thing, and just kind of been building ever since.
That's what's up, man. Now, what college was that? What college was that?
The Jackson State University.
Woo! Big shout out to
you. Yes, you did. The Sonic Boom of the South.
go ahead and say it again.
The Sonic Boom of the South.
So who was your biggest inspiration, man?
I tell you what, man. My biggest inspiration always been my dad, man. He was always there. You have to understand that I have, in my family circle, I have a lot of first generation cousins. I have a lot of female cousins. So a lot of my older cousins, boy cousins, they're older than me. You know, maybe like 3 or 4 years older than me, or they're like 3 or 4 years younger than me. So I always had, I never really had like that role dog, I guess, per se, growing up. So I always looked at my dad, man, he was everything, you know what I'm saying? So everything I really did was because... That's what he instilled into me.
That's good, man. And if you can name just three things right now that he taught you, just kind of share with us that kind of molded you and kind of helped you to identify who you were. What were three things that he taught you?
First of all, man, he said, whatever you do, be the best at it.
Yeah.
No matter if you're a garbage man, don't matter if you, it doesn't really matter your job description. Whatever you do in life, make sure you're the best at it. Always take initiative. He always tell me to take initiative. man, take the trash out, cut the grass and stuff like that. And always be ready to go. Always be prepared and ready to go. And that's kind of things that he kind of instilled in me, man. Just kind of be ready to go. Stay bold, stay true to yourself. Don't let nobody else define who you are. And that's kind of it.
Favorite memory that stands out to you the most about your dad?
Favorite memory that stands out the most? Ooh. I would like to say high school, but I'm gonna take it to college. When I was starting back at Jackson State, like I said, we was playing at Texas Southern in the Astrodome. Nobody know the Astrodome, that's the old building in Houston, where the Houston Oilers used to play.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But we played against Texas Southern, and I scored a touchdown, right? And I scored a touchdown, and I remember, I looked to the left, and I saw, nothing but Jackson State. The band went crazy and everything, but for some reason, I saw my dad running down the stairs. He was like, yeah, touchdown, touchdown. I could imagine that's what he was saying. But out of all those people in the stands, he was like, at that moment, he was the only person I saw because the excitement level was so high. that I couldn't I couldn't help but to but to see them.
The one thing I like is for us to always to be able to, you know, kind of share with our listeners, you know, that, you know, that the type of person that you are and the blueprint that you come from. It sounds like your father was just that blueprint for you to be able to kind of grow and build from. And then the fact that he was able to appreciate you like that, you know, he's like your biggest fan, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Everything my dad supported me with, I've been really, very, very successful with it. Like I said, he made sure, and he set a blueprint for me to stay in line too. So guess what? When I had friends and they was going right, I know I had to go left because I know I had to answer to Mike. Mike, it wasn't that nice. So that's something I would rather deal with my friends than deal with Mike.
I know that's right. Big shout out to your dad. Big shout out to your dad. I ain't trying to mess
Big
with
shout
Mike.
Out to Mike.
So, you know, we're all about music, media, arts and entertainment, man. And so you have this incredible, DA brands, you know, apparel and things of that nature. I think it's going to be one of the biggest, the best in the world. But did you always start out there? Did you have an entrepreneurial spirit? Or, you know, we were talking about before you got started in music. So talk about that, how you got started in music first.
The whole music thing, and to kind of be clear with it, because I know a lot of people check me, man, what you talking about music? Like, you wasn't in the band or nothing like that. I'm just a creator, you know what I'm saying? I just put me in a creative environment. And if it's something I feel like I can do, I'm gonna come up with something. I might not be no Scott Storch or no Manny Fresh, nothing like that, but I could definitely put together a little something that would satisfy what I'm trying to accomplish, you know?
Yeah.
So when it comes down to music, I kind of reach out a little bit, but I don't overreach. But I give people just the basic knowledge of what I have when it comes down to the industry of music.
Now, you say that you're creative, and I love this because I like to say that this podcast was created for the creator. So I can appreciate that, you know, waking up in the middle of the night having that idea and you just got to go write it down. You got to go do it. I know for me, it was, you know, when I was making tracks and beats and stuff like that, I would hear beats in my head, man. You just wake up, go grab the beat machine and go put it down. So that was the thing. But I also used to, you know, rapping it back in the day where we actually used to write it down on paper and actually used to practice before we went to the studio. I mean, you know, I know the kids are doing this right now. I'd be reading. I mean, I couldn't even do that right now. So that's a whole nother gifting, man. But, you know, from the creative side, it was music. Was there anything else that you were created? Was it graphic design that got you started with DA Brands or what?
I believe it or not, it all started when I was younger. In my household, with mom and my dad, like I said, my dad was a mailman, my mom was a secretary. So they had very nice jobs, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I came from a very stable two-parent household. One thing they didn't do, they didn't allow me to spend money, or give me money to spend, like, on a lot of different outfits and clothes and shoes and stuff like that. So when I was in school, you know, all my friends had the nice outfits and stuff like that, and I could never get that because my parents would never, you know, they'll never buy that kind of stuff. Not because they couldn't afford it, because they was trying to teach me a lesson in value. You know what I'm saying? Don't put too much value in material stuff, but put more value in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because if you put the value in yourself, you know, the material stuff going to carry is what it is. But if you put more interest in that, then that's what you become. You're going to think you need these things to be somebody, you know?
Right.
So in an early age, I learned that it was me that was valuable, not the stuff that I wore in my possessions that made me who I was.
That's good stuff, man. I think it's a lot of, you know, we all grew up in the same thing. It's funny, you can't, you know, I think about, you know, where we're at. I was just talking to my brother yesterday on the show, on last episode, episode 63. You guys, if you can get a chance to go listen to that, go listen to episode 63, especially if you're a DJ. It's a great, great show with my brother, DJ F3. We were talking about, you know, I said, man, we've been here, I'm about to be 50 years old. We've been here through five decades, man. 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, you know. And I know it's a new generation, but at the same time, you know, we all came up seeing, you know, we saw MTV back in the day for us. You know, that was a big deal. But when the rap started taking over, all we started seeing was Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. We started seeing all these cars and jewelry and, you know, Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh and Eric B. and Rakim and the LL Cool J ring. It was like all that stuff that we wanted to get. And, you know, that was cool. Now that we know that most of us rent it, we know that now, right? But before it was like, we all strove for that. So to the fact that you had your parents that grounded you to say, listen, don't put all, all your eggs in one basket and don't put it all into that, because like you said, whatever you buy, that's what you become. So I think that's a great great testimony again of your parents, man, and that's good, because a lot of kids don't have that. And then it's like, you know, do you find yourself even right now, you know, talking to young kids about that as well?
I kind of do. I kind of give them the message that that, you know, that do not value things of material, but just value yourself, man. Just value your work ethic, you know, and everything you bring to life, man. A person once told me, man, there's only two things you can control. You can control your attitude and your activity. Everything else is outside your control. So as long as you can control your activity and your attitude, you should be all right. You know what I'm saying? But everything else, is you can't control what people say about you or how they feel about you, you know, or anything like that. So you got to just ready to just pick yourself up and carry yourself the best way you can.
So you say your parents can't, you know, your parents had jobs and, you know, they came, they, you know, they were very, very stable. So what made you want to get into being an entrepreneur?
Well, I say the whole entrepreneur thing, but my mom back in the day, she used to buy these matching outfits. So like all my matching, like I used to have like the matching.
Oh, you was that cat. Okay. You was that cat, whatever it was matching.
Yeah.
Okay. You was a cat. I was looking at that saying, I'm trying to match my thing. It ain't going right. My wife be like, you going outside like that? I don't know how to match nothing, Dayton. I'm trying to tell you, man.
That's crazy, because then, you know, like, so when I got into like middle school, they used to give me like, so my mom, like, you know, she'll give me like $100. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, like, what I, you know, just a pair of shoes. She's like, oh, no, that's the whole outfit. You know what I'm saying? So right. That was the tennis shoes, the shirt, the shorts, the socks. Like, I had to get all everything for $100. I had to make a whole outfit
for $100. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you was working that. You was working. I mean, I don't know, man. I remember Lee Jeans. I'm going back. You know, our audience it spans the globe. So if you millennials are listening, we're gonna talk about something you might have heard of. But we used to have something called pinstripe Lee Jeans. We used to have Pumas, which I never could afford. The black, the ones with the gray stripe on it, and we used to try to match that with our hat, things of that nature. So I can appreciate, but I believe it's a gift. I think it's a gift and a talent to do that. I know even right now when I'm doing, you know, the marketing, I go on Canva or something and put together a logo or put together a meme and trying to put my brand on it. She's like, well, you want to match that color with this because that don't look right. And this. And I'm like, man, just post the stuff, right? She's like, nah, you gotta figure this out. But it is a gift and it is a talent. So you know, the fact that you have that is huge. Take us through a process of you, let's say, designing a shirt. What does that process look like for you?
The whole process is really just coming up with an idea that would really stand out to consumers. So right now, we all know that we're in this pandemic and stuff like that.
Right.
So right now, people are picking up a lot of different hobbies and different traits and stuff like that. So a lot of people are making t-shirts in this industry now. So the thing is that, so if I just bought a t-shirt machine yesterday, and right, and a nice shirt tomorrow, and I posted, somebody said, oh man, you're a professional, good, can you, how much you charge for t-shirts? So now all of a sudden I have this like, oh, well, I'm really am good at it. So basically what I have to do, I have to come up with a concept that stands out above everybody else stuff. So it can't look like it's something that your mom or your sister or your grandma or your uncle made in the closet and say, oh yeah, oh this brand's right here. Like, no, nah, it takes a little bit more than just that. You know, it takes a lot of focus and discipline, and it takes a lot of like I said with the colors, it takes like a lot of coordination with the colors and stuff. But my thing is that really, and people might think this is corny, right? But my true designing skills came from PlayStation.
No way. Wow, that's interesting. I love PlayStation.
I saw. I back in the day, I used to play these NCAA college football games.
But you're an all-on guy too.
I was. Yes.
I'm talking about. It's funny because I remember doing the Madden Bowl, and we spent a weekend over this dude's house all night long playing, man.
So my thing was one of my biggest concepts when I played the game, especially when I started playing my like Dynasty stuff like that. I had to go to each individual player and dress the player. So I would adjust their sleeves, I'd give them wristbands, gloves, spats, like everything's matching, the team stuff matching, you know. So I didn't even know back then that I'm like, oh, I just want the team to look nice. Knowing back then that I was really creating like little nuggets of stuff that would help me create teams.
Wow, dude. So listen, all my video guys is out there listening right now. That's a gift that you have, that you dressing up your whole team, making them look nice. And, you know, the CEO right now of DA Brands is telling you, don't let nobody discourage you saying, why are you dressing everybody? It's making it look nice. But that's because that's probably a gift that you got right now. So you kind of incorporate that into what you're doing now.
Most definitely, yes.
That's incredible. Now, I do know also that you're an incredible father. Just tell us about your family, man.
All right, well, I've been married going on. Actually, at my anniversary just passed a couple of days ago.
How long?
13 years.
I got to give a big shout out. Woo! 13 years, baby. Congratulations. What's the secret, bro?
Oh, man. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Because you people have to understand, man, when you're married, you have these dreams, and you know, you might see something in a person, you're like, oh man, they, you know, like your ambitions in life, you know, like, you know, people get excited about that. You're like, you know, I meet my fiance, I'm like, you know, babe, I'm gonna be the president of the United States. She's like, you know what, baby? Yeah. You're right, you know, and she gonna tell her mom that, you know what, my baby gonna be the president of the United States, and you know, but then after year three, after year four, you know what, it ain't too good for you, you know what I'm saying? So, and people have to know that there's nothing easy about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had a high start off, or how you get to the middle, or even 13 years later, it's still not easy. It's still an everyday learning process.
So you got kids too?
Yeah, we got four kids. My oldest is 19. My second oldest is 12. My daughter is 10. And my youngest is 8. Yeah.
Beautiful,
three
man.
Three boys, one
So
girl.
How do you, with the DA Brands and what you're doing, entrepreneur, how do you balance life, career, and family, man?
You know what though, and that's the crazy part about it. This is what the part where you really have to be insane. There's really no easy way to really balance it, because amongst the, you know, the DA Brand stuff, I also work with in recreational too. So I work with kids in the afternoon, stay at home dad. So with the pandemic stuff like that, so now I'm gonna be a stay at home teacher. So now I have to run a company, teach the kids, then in the afternoon go help the kids out. So some kind of way I have to kind of keep it going, keep to the schedule. But I am a Gemini, so sometimes I know I'd be off pace. I'd be doing one thing, the next thing I'm jumping to another thing. For myself, it's really about just staying focused and staying clear on the goal that we're trying to accomplish.
That's good. That's good, man. I heard it says, you know, sometimes it's not about balance. It's more about alignment. Because if you're trying to balance things, the minute you get it balanced, the next second something can happen to throw you off. You know what I'm saying? But when you're talking about aligning, getting things in alignment, at least you got a clear vision of what you need to do. So I definitely agree with you, man. It's definitely and a lot of people say, well, I try to juggle this and juggle that. But sometimes you got to stop picking up the balls, man. You got to stop just grabbing everything, because that when you get that squirrel syndrome, and we all get it, man. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. I found out that you can't chase two rabbits, because you're not gonna catch either one of them.
And like I said, but with the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? So there's really no balance. It's really this peace. You have to find peace. You don't find balance, you find your meditation.
Well, take us there, man. What do you do to kind of have that center thing? I know I jog, you know, I try to sometimes listen to certain music. What do you do to get centered?
See, I kind of got to get out and about, man. Kind of still some calm music, not really calm. Yeah. I try to listen to like the, what they call it, the meditation music and the stuff that kind of like, you know, and then I start with that. But then when I realized that, you know what, man, this is what I need, I go back to the old school stuff that just make my, you know, my soul just go. Like, you know, I'm a big John Juvenile fan, shout out to Juvenile. So I put like a lot of that old school New Orleans music on and stuff that kind of say, you know what?
Right.
Yeah. I was right here, but this is where I gotta go. Believe it or not, I listen to a lot of, now people might be, I listen to a lot of Kanye. You know, not the new Kanye. I listen to a lot of College Dropout, like the first three CDs that he came out with, I listened to those. But the first CD, it just remind me about the humbling moments, like the humble Kanye, like, man, we still striving to get to this point. And now he did reach that point. So at any time I feel like I'm getting to a level, I always go back to the humbling music to say, man, you know what? You gotta keep being humble. You gotta keep striving, because ain't no such thing as that. I'm here, I made it, and now I'm this. Like, no, You know, we got to keep grinding because guess what? And I think you said this one before. What happens when you reach that moment, that pinnacle? Oh, you know what I'm saying? You reach the pinnacle. You're like, I'm here.
Now, what keeps you up at night, man? Things that are challenging you the most?
We're trying to come up with new ideas, being innovative, very creative. I think the fact that with the brands and stuff like that, I always feel as though I have to come up with new concepts and new designs and stuff like that. And I'm always battling with myself over this this apparel. But what I come to realize is that even the simplest things that I have made, a lot of people have not seen that. So I'm really fighting a battle against myself. And I heard Kevin Hart say this on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Shout out to Kevin Hart and Joe Rogan.
Shout out to those guys. Kevin Hart said that, he said, you know, after an accident, he realized that he's not in competition with nobody else, but he's in competition with himself. That's me. Like, I'm not in competition with nobody. I'm not looking and say, oh man, you know, they just made $1 million. I gotta make my million. Like, no, I gotta compete with myself. You know what I'm saying? So if I made $100,000, now I'm like, oh, let's get to $200,000. Let's get to, you know what I'm saying? Because guess what? The other person might hit a ceiling. You know what I'm saying? Because they ran so fast. You're gonna hit where they're at, and then you're gonna surpass it because it was meant to happen to you like that. Because you ran your own race and you ran your own pace. So when I look at the brands, I say, well, you know, my company's been, you know, in the process since 2017. Since 2017, I've seen other major brands and other t-shirt companies get their own stores, get their, you know, the deals and stuff like that. So I was always like, man, you know, like, what's the problem? You know, like, when is my time coming? And believe it or not, it was set up that way for my time to progress. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't meant to shoot straight to the top because the purpose of what I'm trying to do is way bigger than trying to just shoot straight to the top.
Give us your vision of DA Brands. Where do you see it in the next 3 years? I used to say 5 to 10, but you know, these times is getting crazy right now. So next, you know, 2 to 3 years, where you see DA Brands?
Honestly, the next 3 years, I see the brands as one of the, and I'll say this, and I'm not going to be too over the top as much as I would like to say the world, you know. I'm going to say the South region. I want to be the biggest brandon, not just branded, but sporting apparel in the South region of the United States. Because what's going on is that there's a shortage on sporting apparel due to everything shutting down. You know, you have major companies, you have like the Nikes, you have Reeboks, Adidas. You know, these are sporting companies that have been in business for years, but they can't touch everybody. They can't touch every park, every citizen, every kid. You know, they can't, everybody is not going to be LeBron James. You know, so instead of like, man, I want to be the next Nike person, how about being the next LeBron person? Because guess what? We're looking for we're looking for that talent also, because we have new, exciting, innovative things to show the world and the next generation, you know. So so you're looking at us now and say, you know what, man, I like that. But then 3 years from now, you're like, man, I remember seeing that, but now it's like everywhere. And the best thing about it, that the apparel already has a concept. So it's not, I don't just make apparel for you to wear. I make it because it makes sense.
It's so much that goes into this outside of just the talent. So I know about your talent. I know about your gifting. So once you get something done, and let's say you want to deliver it, what does that process look like?
One of the biggest things really just it's the excitement moment, because you know that everything that we do and everything that we print, we do it from the heart, you know. So it's made with love. So we know once our clients get those products, that they're gonna be so excited about it. Because like I said, I've been doing it for a long time now. I like to say a long time. When I see a good product, I know a good product. And so by me being good at it, if I know it's a good product, I know my clients here, they're gonna really think it's a good product.
Absolutely.
Because I'm already blown away by myself. So if I'm blown away by it, they definitely be blown away by it.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever made something that you said, you know how you make music, you're like, I like that. Then all of a sudden, I ain't. Have you made something you said, nah, I'm not going to do that. And then maybe, I don't know, your wife or someone said, like, go ahead and do that. And it wound up being a hit.
Yeah, it's all about really experimenting. It's all about really just, it's a trial and error. So like I said, when you get into apparel, it's a trial and error, because you have to find out what they call those logo spaces. I guess like popular spaces to put items. Like you see an item like right here, like right here, then right there. So it's all about the placement of your designs. And so a lot of stuff that I was designing was not even being designed by people locally. Like you might have saw like big time companies might have done it, but you might have never seen it. So when they start seeing my design, they say, oh man, like that's nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, this right here? Like I just threw this together because I was just trying something different, you know? Last year, we did our first fashion show last year.
What? Where was it at?
Yeah, we did our first fashion show in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, okay, gotcha. Nice, nice.
And we came up with this concept of we did all dry fit everything. We had matching bags and stuff like that. And the reason why I brought up that fashion show is because when I was invited to the fashion show, I didn't have a line yet, if that makes sense. Right? So I didn't have power to really fashion off. They're like,
oh, okay. So you're going to a fashion show, but you didn't have your line.
Right. They said, oh, man, you make some nice stuff, man. You want to be in the fashion show? I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm like, well, I ain't got no clothes.
That's how it goes. Yo, can you paint my house? Yeah. I ain't got no paintbrush, but I can paint your house. Don't turn it down, right?
And believe it or not, so it's not that I didn't have the clothes, that everything that I designed over the, you know, since, you know, I really started was a lot of team gear. So it's all team-based stuff that, you know, represent the parks and, you know, different entities, stuff like that. But nothing represented, like, the brands itself.
Yeah, I got you. That brand, yeah. So it's more like sports stuff that were your main clients. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
So my good friend told me, he said, do all thing you have to do is do what you've been doing. Like take all the stuff you've been doing with the team stuff, just take all the team on it, just slap the brands on it. So you already doing it. So and so that's what we did. So we just came up with some colors and we put the DB on it and different type of outfits and you know, and it was a real, really, really big hit, man.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, man. What drives Dayton Alexander? What drives you the most? Why are you doing this?
I just feel like I'm destined for something. You know what I'm saying? And people say like, man, I do it because of this. I do it because right now I don't have another option. I'm destined for it because everything else I tried to do, I was knocked off that course, you know?
Gotcha.
And it was all righteous, you know what I'm saying? I did the right things, you know? Man, I went to college, man, I graduated. I got the job they supported me, they told me to get, you know, I supported my family with as a black man supposed to, you know, I wasn't into the streets. I was, you know, going to make an honest income. And what happened was that society didn't see it the same way. I just kept getting, like, fired, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and the last job I got fired from, I was like, maybe I'm 39 now, I was like 35, you know? So you have to understand, like, I'm 35, married, you know what I'm saying? I got 4 kids, and it's like, how many times can you come home and explain to your wife, like, man, I got fired again? She's like, again? Again?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's like, process is hard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when they called me in the office the last time I got fired, they called me in the office and said, you know, Mr. Alexander, you know, you did a great service and stuff like that. And about a week, we got to let you go. But the way they did it, they made it seem like you're going to be all right. You know? They're like, you got enough, you got charisma, you got charm, you're going to be all right. No worries. What happened was they really peed me off. I got ticked, right? And so this is when I came up with my company name, Dayton Alexander Brands, LLC. And so people ask me, like, man, why you didn't come after yourself? And the concept of the reason why I did that, because that's what I felt. You know, I felt like it was firing Dayton Alexander. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, so... You know what? I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to name my company Dayton Alexander Brands, and I'm going to make y'all spend money with me in the future. So we're going to be this big old brand, and that's where you're going, oh, man, remember, that's the guy. That's the guy, you know?
And on the front of the Forbes magazine, D.A. Brands, the billionaire, that guy looks open that told you, you're good. He opens that and says, oh, man. I let this guy go.
Right.
So let me just, I'm going to transition you a little bit because you on my podcast, but I heard from a Tweety Bird that you might got something coming up yourself. And then according to that background I'm looking at, looking like you are almost ready. So I heard you tell us everybody what you're going to be launching or what you have or what's in the works as far as you getting behind the microphone.
We got You Can't Say
You
That
Can't
Podcast.
Say That.
That's right, You Can't Say That Podcast, man. It's going to be one of the hottest podcasts in the nation. And the thing about it is that it's going to be something. It's gonna be something new, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna bring some life into it. We wanna give people a chance to be open, a little transparent, you know, be a little interpersonal about themselves. Because I understand, even, you know, being in business, being a father, being a husband, you know that there's those areas you have to be like super professional, you know, I can't cross the line, I can't say that, you know what I'm saying? But on this show, right? I'm gonna give you a little room, right? To kind of express how you truly, how you really feel, you know, do you remember that moment that you really want to say something and you didn't say it because you felt that pressure, you know what I'm saying? So we have got to the point in our life where it's like, you know what, I am going to say that, you know what I'm saying? Because if I don't say it, what they say, a closed mouth don't get fed, right? Closed mouth don't get fed, so guess what, you better open your mouth and say something.
That's great, man. I'm looking forward to it. So, is it up now, or when is the date? Did you already launch it, or what?
Okay, so basically, they could go check out a couple of snippets right now. We are on Anchor FM, and if you go look for me on Facebook, You Can't Say That Podcast. We got a couple of different snippets and trailers and stuff to kind of leading you to where we're about to take you. You know, so you can look forward to some nice interviews, some little skits, some call-ins. You know, we might have like a couple of cold calls, probably some prank calls, stuff like that. Just kind of like, just get a little spice, you know what I'm saying?
Just one last question, man, as we're going to wrap up, man. So if you got somebody out there looking to get into either music or, you know, they have a vision and they're trying to be able to start their own thing, but they struggle with self-esteem or not knowing their purpose, what kind of advice could you give to them?
I would say, man, just look at yourself in the mirror and know your purpose, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about it, nobody's going to encourage you to do something great. So soon you come up with an idea, oh man, I thought about this, they're going, oh man, that don't work. You know, then you're like, you know what, man, that don't work. You know what I'm saying? So you could fall right in that line, or you could say, man, this does work. And I tell you this, right? Just last night, me and my dog, we stayed up to about 1 o'clock in the morning. We watched the Harriet Tubman movie. And that was my first time seeing Harriet Tubman movie, right? And so, but it gave us a lot of insight to Harriet Tubman. And so one thing in the movie that happened and that people probably don't even talk about, you know, was the fact that Harriet was doing stuff that nobody could do. And then, but they tried to tell her that she couldn't do it. You know, you can't do it. That's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? So, and guess what? They told her that after she freed herself, they told her not to go back. Right? So if she would have said, you know what? You're right. It's dangerous. Guess what? Right. There would be no Harriet Tubman story. We have to kind of say, you know what? No matter what the obstacle is, I want to be great. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it all starts within. So if you don't think you're going to be great, there's a chance that you might not, because you're letting people rent space in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not enough space for your way of thinking and the way everybody else thinks. So you got to kind of block people out, focus on the things that you love to do. And just go after it and make the best of it. Like my dad said, whatever you're going to do, make sure you're the best at it, no matter what it is.
Dayton, I appreciate you, man, for being on the show, man. Dayton Alexander, he is the CEO of The Brands from all the way from New Orleans. Shout out to New Orleans. Real quick, how can they get a hold of you, and how also can they get a hold of some DA Brands gear, man? I don't know if you got something you want to throw away, or, you know, just throw at us on the show, but you know, because I told you all to wait till the end. The first 5 people, okay, that go to our website, Studio 22 Media Group, and subscribe, you're going to get put into a pot. I'm going to put you in a pot, and one of you, it's going to be a raffle, one of you are going to be able to have the proud owner of a DA Brands apparel, whatever one we're going to get gifted with, if I got to get it myself. So I'm telling you, go to our YouTube channel, Studio 22 Media Group, S-T-U-D-E-O 22 Media Group, and go ahead and subscribe. No, and DM us on Twitter and let us know I subscribe, and then we'll put your name in the pot. We're gonna pick one lucky winner, because we're gonna try to squeeze Mr. Dayton Alexander's arm to give it a nice discount so y'all can rock some of this too. So, you know, what you want to throw in there, Dayton? I'm gonna put you on the spot. What you want to throw in there, bro?
I tell you what, man, this will happen though. The same trip that you got on, the same
all right.
Trip.
Oh, yes.
One brand, one stand.
Tell me about when you came up with that idea. What does that mean?
Basically, you know, it came about throughout the whole, I guess, like the Black Lives Matter. And people was making all kinds of shirts and the Black Lives Matter and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So what happened is that, like I said, you know, things become trendy. So everybody start making, everybody make these shirts, you know what I'm saying? Because they can make a shirt, I'm going to make me a Black Lives Matter shirt. But like I told you, I'm a branding apparel. So I don't just make shirts, I have to make sure that it stands out. So when I came up with the concept of one brand, one stand, it's not just about Black life, but it's also about a brand taking a stand in this place in history. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we're not about to fold to everybody else who's making all these kind of, whatever kind of designs they're making. We want to make something that when you see, you know for sure that is that man's.
That's
work.
The brands
That's
right
the
there.
Brands.
And you heard that from Dayton Alexander, the brands. My man, Dayton Alexander, thank you for coming on the show, man. I appreciate you. I'm going to read a quote from you. It says, there is one only destiny for me, and that is greatness. Don't forget, he got a podcast, You Can't Say That. Go check him out on anchor.fm, and we call you back. Will you come back on the show again?
Oh, not a problem, man. I love this, man. I tell you what, man, you have been a great host, man. I love the show. I love the setup. I love the pre-setup. And if anybody gets an offer from Mr. Fitzgerald, man, you gotta pick up the phone right now and answer and get on the show. Cause this is live. This is lit. You see the background. You see this? This is prime time. Get on the show.
Now go ahead and put you on the spot real quick. I need you to repeat after me. You are watching Studio22Live.tv.
This is Dayton Alexander with the brands, baby. You're watching Studio22Live.tv.